Benedict XVI presided over Palm Sunday celebrations in St. Peter's Square before thousands of people who carried palms and olive branches as is tradition. On a spring day in Rome, a solemn procession made up of cardinals, bishops and priests made its way round the square on this Sunday, which marks the start of Holy Week. As the choir sang the Hosanna, Pope Benedict, wearing red vestments as is customary for Palm Sunday, blessed the palms and the olive branches from the Popemobile. Palm Sunday also marks Passion Sunday, and three deacons recounted Jesus' entry into Jerusalem up until his death on the cross.
Tutti rimarrete scandalizzati, perché sta scritto, percuoterò il pastore e le pecore saranno disperse.
In his homily, the Holy Father posed a question to those gathered. Who is Jesus of Nazareth for us?
Chi è per noi Gesù di Nazareth? Che idea abbiamo del Messia? Che idea abbiamo di Dio?
He then went on to say, what idea do we have of the Messiah? What idea do we have of God? It is a crucial question, one we cannot avoid, not least because during this very week we are called to follow our King, who chooses the cross as his throne. We are called to follow the Messiah who promises us not an easy earthly happiness, but the happiness of heaven, divine beatitude. So, the Pope said, we must ask ourselves, what are our true expectations? The Pope also explained that Palm Sunday offers us the invitation to adopt a proper outlook upon all humanity, on the peoples who make up the world, on its different cultures and civilizations. As well as being Palm Sunday, it is also Diocesan World Youth Day, and Pope Benedict made particular mention of young people in his homily, saying, dear young people present here today, this, in a particular way, is your day, wherever the Church is present throughout the world. So I greet you with great affection. May Palm Sunday be a day of decision for you, the decision to say yes to the Lord and to follow him all the way, the decision to make his Passover, his death and resurrection, the very focus of your Christian lives. It is the decision that leads to true joy. As I reminded you in this year's World Youth Day message, rejoice in the Lord always. Following Mass, Pope Benedict, before reciting the Angelus prayer, again especially greeted young people in a number of languages, including English, as well as wishing everyone present a very happy Easter.
I am pleased to greet all of you, especially many young people who have come here to pray with me. So Holy Week, may we be moved again by Christ's passion and death, put our sins behind us, and with God's grace choose a life of love and service to our brethren. God's blessing upon you.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.